Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on June Adelman, A-D-E-L-M-A-N, address is 15283 C-O-U-T-O-L-E-N-E, Road, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-873-9039. ID is XXXXXX5718, date of birth 6/1/1948, 74-year-old, married, retired woman, insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross, pharmacy is Rite Aid-Magalia, 530-873-0800. It is addressed to Dr. Jamal, JAMALLEL-KHALMD, Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for recurrent migraine, subparagraph, current complaints of chronic daily cephalgia, subparagraph, recent findings of ischemic vascular disease with multiplicity of small subacute lacunar infarctions, subparagraph, some ischemic white matter changes, subparagraph, one focus pontine vascular malformation. Current complaints, intractable, daily migraine, worse in the morning, sometimes arousals at night with throbbing cephalgia. Subparagraph, remote history of migraine headaches such adolescence with variable symptoms responsive to treatment. Dear Dr. El Cajal, thank you for referring June Adelman for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. June was attended today by her daughter, who provided additional information regarding the nature and the intensity and frequency of her headache symptoms. Subparagraph. Several months ago, after one of the catastrophic fires, she developed increased migraine headaches that have become nearly continuous on a daily basis. Subparagraph. She describes having headaches for periods of 2 to 3 weeks without resolution, suggesting the possibility of a cluster-like cephalgia. Subparagraph. MR imaging did not necessarily show any evidence of sinus disease. New paragraph. She's had difficulty with management of her hypertension. Subparagraph. She reports recent readjustment of her treatment regimen, with possibly some improvement in her morning hypertension by the afternoon, but no complete resolution of her symptoms. New paragraph. She's on medication for a multiplicity of symptoms and is clearly compliant with her treatment and therapy. New paragraph. Current medications, this is vertically, albuterol sulfate, alprazolam 0.5 milligrams, amlodipine 5 milligrams, aspirin 81 milligrams, butalbital with caffeine and codeine, choral calcium, cyclobenzaprine, estradiol, fish oil, levothyroxine 100 micrograms, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, potassium gluconate 600 milligrams, topiramate 50 milligrams, increased to 100 milligrams twice a day, Trelegy Ellipta, triamcinolone topical cream, vitamin D3. She also takes a nutritional vitamin shake, multiple vitamin supplement with other therapeutic vitamins, not in excess. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today appears entirely unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Recent intractable migraine transitioned to chronic daily cephalgia, taking a multiplicity of headache medications on a regular basis. Recommendations. In order, new paragraph, and then the second diagnosis, history of dysomnia, nocturnal arousals with migraine, morning cephalgia, clinical history suspicious for sleep apnea. Recommendations. We're going to refer her to North State Pulmonary Associates for pulmonary and sleep medicine evaluation, anticipating the need for polysomnography and probable diagnosis of sleep apnea, which would be contributing to her difficulty with hypertension control, recurrent cephalgia, and chronic described chronic fatigue. New paragraph. We will initiate Qulipta tablet, 60 milligrams, to take on a daily basis, and if responsive, then we will schedule her for subcutaneous injections of Emgality, 120 milligrams, considering readjustment to 300 milligrams cluster cephalgia. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation following initiation of this therapy, with considering readjustment and further recommendations for evaluation and treatment. New paragraph. Thank you for this pleasant and interesting referral. I respectfully my professional signature.